Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Sorry, the interruption there. The music next door is really, really, really loud and it's interrupting my program.
El verso es una paloma que busca dónde anidar. Estalla y abre sus alas para volar y se quiere regalar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
A quien le estreche su mano, a quien quiera disparar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
Mi canto es una
cantando juntos a toda la humanidad. Sigamos cantando juntos
a toda la humanidad.
Que el canto es una paloma que vuela para encontrar. Estalla y abre sus alas para volar.
And that, my beautiful people out there, that was Victor Jara. This is the singer that I was talking about at the beginning of the show, and the tributes that were paid to him throughout this festival. And most of the music that was sung by folk groups there was dedicated to the people, to the festival, and on behalf of Victor Jara. I already mentioned it a few times, you know, that he was assassinated by the dictatorship of Pinochet. You know, Pinochet, who was really good friends with Margaret Thatcher. And so, yeah, this festival was, as I said, fantastic. You know, I've not been for quite a long time because I've had a lot of health issues, so that stopped me from actually going. But I stayed at this beautiful place, this mansion that Sangeeta and Steve invited me for. It was great. It was really, really, really great. But the one thing that impressed me a lot as well is to get to see people that I now see every day or every year, you know, every so often. And because I've not been for quite a long time, in fact, you know, for 6-7 years at least, and then to see these guys again, friends, you know, from London, from Liverpool, from Leeds. Oh, the guys from Leeds, you know, I see them more often than I do the guys from London, because London guys, you know, unless they come to visit you personally, particularly, then you get to see them. But these events, you know, it's like a magnet, you know, of all the people that are interested in folk music from Latin America. And there were also some folk music from the UK. Yeah, it's a folk festival, so you can actually come in and take part. You can write a poem and take part. And, you know, but you have to register in advance, you know, because there's lots and lots of people that want to take part in this festival because, as I said before, Victor Jara, well known around the world, and everybody wants to pay tribute to this fellow. This guy was, you know, like a poet, a songwriter, poet, a worker, a militant of the Communist Party. Whoever else there is anti-communist, man, you know, chill, relax. This guy brought music to our hearts and our souls in Latin America. And many, many, many musicians in Latin America, they have, you know, some of his songs. And also he wrote songs for other people as well, not just for himself. But do not criticize if it was from the Communist Party, because his weapon, as you know, wow, man, that's what... You know, when the dictatorship took power in Chile, you know, they were all, like, going around patrolling and raiding homes, you know, like the Zionists are doing in Palestine right now. It was very, very, very similar to what is going on there. Apart from the, they were kind of more controlling in the killing, you know. They killed a lot of people, but they also aimed at certain people, certain leaders, you know, and certain influences, people with influence on the rest of the country. They didn't want socialism, the socialist program to be spreading around, because if it did, then the whole continent would take example and work with the socialist ideas, you know. And then that would kill the United States, you know, who are the biggest enemy of communism. They always say, communists there, socialists there, oh, you know, let's make war, you know, and they always find, something to get involved in, you know, always, like they're doing in Venezuela right now, and they're doing in Colombia right now, and they're doing it all the way down South, in South America. The only country with cojones, find out what the cojones mean. With cojones is Brazil. Lula, you know, the president of Brazil, yeah, he said no to the introduction of the Israeli ambassador in Brazil. He said no to the Israeli inversions, you know, trying to cover the whole of Latin America in investing, you know, in business, you know. It's just no to them. No, 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 no. And that's what I mean. Cojones. You must have cojones. Google that. C-O-J-J-O-N-E-S. Cojones, right? Anyway, amigos, what's the whole idea to spread the word, you know, spread the word. Everybody there in that festival, that's why I felt so good. Because, you know, I wasn't just talking nonsense. I wasn't talking to people, hard-headed, stubborn people. and people who want to argue with you about any issues, political issues I'm talking about, with no base, no knowledge, you know, they just heard, you know. But in that festival, everyone, the young people there, you know, they were very, you know, wow, they were sat in this big hall where the lectures, you know, were, well, not lectures, I mean, they were workshops, and they were informing us about what's going on in Latin America. And also mentioned Palestine. Palestine was this team as well. Venezuela and Palestine were the main two teams there. Everybody else was mentioned too, and well, introduced to the issues in other places of Latin America. But Palestine and Venezuela were the two number ones. priorities of you know, people, they wrote poems about it, they wrote songs about the, you know, both countries, and also performance, you know, was dedicated to Palestine and Venezuela. So there you are. I had a great, fantastic time, you know, because I was living in a commune, you know, in a commune where we all get to live in that commune because we all have the same kind of a way of looking at, into life, you know, like nature and you know, life in general, you know, and how we should improve, you know, as human beings, you know, how we should help each other, how we should share everything instead of being so selfish, you know. But unfortunately, you know, selfishness has become a fashion nowadays, you know, because of the dangers of, you know, like war, unemployment, health issues, and all these things, you know, we look after me and me and me and me and me and me. And that's what the right wing wants us to do. They want us to be divided, you know, like a split. Because when we get together, we are a force, you know. In Chile, the logo, the emblem on the actual shield, you know, of you know, the, it says the union makes the force, and that is totally true, because united, like I say, you know, the people united will never be defeated. But that's unfortunate because we're not all united. We get united at these festivals, you know, like I did, I went to this weekend. We get united there, but then we go back to our own work, our own homes, our own towns, you know. And unfortunately, we are alone, you know, feel alone that we're not there with all these comrades and all these people that we spent 3 days together, you know, and fantastic party, you know, drink, food, music, you know, I mean, beautiful. There was a lot of craft as well. You know, it's like a little camping. You know, weekend craft. You know, there was meditation. There was workshops on how to grow trees, how to look after plants. You know, it's about saving the world. You know, it's about how we can go on and save the world and be safe ourselves, and help all the human beings. It was not a problem, nothing, you know. And usually when you get to a festival with lots and lots and lots of people, lots and lots of drink, you know, it's always a fight or some disagreement, you know, or something really terrible can happen, you know. But this time here, you know, I never saw a policeman in that little town, you know, that place where we went to the festival in McEnleth, right? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I want to stick to how I say it, McEnleth, right? Instead of trying to pronounce it as the Welsh do, it will sound ridiculous. So McEnleth, right? I didn't see a policeman at all. No police. No police, no fire brigade, no ambulances. Everything went so smooth. Beautiful, smooth. Everything was, wow. It was like living in paradise, you know. It was great. So, probably I hope I'm still with on this, in this world, you know, by the next one. Because I promised you, I promised lots of people there saying, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll try and make it for the next one, you know. All depends on how health, you know, the health is and, well, and life, if I'm still alive, you know what I mean? Who knows? No one knows. No one knows. Right. So, the journey there, I went by train this time, you know, the previous times before, people from Sheffield were driving to this festival, and I got lifts from them. I slept in tents, you know, that was when I was a lot younger. When I was younger, I could do that. I could do camping everywhere, you know, and, you know, around hitchhiking and camping and, you know, all that stuff. But as I got older, you know, you could not do the same again. You know, I had to have a bed, nice stuff, you know, some bag because my leg, you know what I mean? I don't want to bore you with all these health issues. But I'm just saying in general, you know, that's why probably, you know, Sangeeta and Steve invited me to their home to stay there. They, you know, they gave me a bed to sleep on. Oh man, that bed. I bet they're still laughing about my comments, you know, because that bed was so beautiful. Really so comfortable and so quiet, you know. You know, at night, you know, there's no noise, nothing. Whoa, man, tranquility. It took me a while to fall asleep because I'm not used to that. That much peace, you know, and that much tranquility, you know. I was so relaxed, you know, that I slept, you know, I slept so comfortable that I fell asleep while I was sleeping. You know, that I will never forget that I just came up with that in my head, you know, and I told them both, and they're still laughing about it. Anyway, amigos, amigas, yeah, great. And so, and there, it's not just, go there, listen to our workshops, do this, do that, and just relax. Well, it's relaxing, it's, very friendly, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. I should include myself because there were a lot of things there that I didn't know about. Because the latest information that people were coming from Venezuela, from Colombia, they've been to Cuba, they've been to Argentina, they've been to Chile. So I met a lot of people, Chilean people as well, and as well as other nationalities. And the information they had, it was incredible, you know. So I learned a lot, you know, from the, what's the word, from the horse's mouth or something like that, right? No press, no newspaper, no people that went there and saw and lived for a while, you know, the experiences of Latin America. Because Latin America, as I was saying earlier, is getting conquered again, you know. The conquerors are back. But this time, it's not the Spanish. It's not the Portuguese. It's not the Dutch. It's not the French. Who else was the conqueror? Anyway, this time, it's two. Is the Zionist Israel and the USA, right? And that is, wow. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Latin America that their countries are going to be safe because they're going to be ransacked. I'm telling you this, ransacked. Chile including it there. Argentina was the first one. Milei, the president of Argentina, declared himself the most Zionist president in the world. And look at it, if you get a chance to find a picture of this guy, Milei, he's a clown, you know? He's got no intellect at all how to deal with other representatives of governments in Latin America or the world. He's a crawler, you know? He's like a worm. You know, crawling up to the big guys, you know. And he said, he even offered the country to take part in defense of the United States that the United States claimed that it was being attacked by Iran. Oh, I wasn't surprised with Iraq too, but by Iran. And now they're crying, Marco Rubio, their spokesperson, is crying that he's accusing the Iranians of being terrorists and attacking the United States of America. My God, man, how stupid do they think that people are? Actually, there's plenty of stupid, plenty around that believe them and support them and think, oh yeah, we have to get rid of those terrorists, you know. Whoa. But you know, Iran was doing okay. That tunnel, that thing, you know, where they go through the ship, you know, Hormuz. that was fantastically well used, Pampa, no tariffs, nothing, you know, and it was open. As soon as the United States got involved, the Iranians, because they're part of their territory and the Lebanon, they close it. And Oman, I think, is also in the area. So that land belongs to them. That strait belongs to them. Oh, it's in their territory. The United States is about how many miles, thousands of miles away from there. What the hell are you doing there, mate? You know? And stop crying. You came all the way here to attack this country that was not doing nothing to you personally or anywhere. and then they defend themselves and you cry. That's a typical Zionist excuse anyway. Oh, yeah, anti-Semitist. No, I'm not anti-Semitist. I'm anti-Zionist, okay? Now, get it right, you know. If you're a Zionist, you know. And they all know. They hide behind the accusation of anti-Semitism. I accuse Jeremy Corbyn of anti-Semitism. It's not. It's anti-Zionist. But they don't know the difference. You know what I mean? It's like when they say, oh, this socialist president, you know. Oh, is he coming? What? You know, this is what is ruling the world right now, starting from the leaders down. The leaders now, you know, most of them, just because they got money, just because they got, remember Ronald Reagan when some women in the United States, they voted for him because he'd been an actor in Hollywood and he had nice hair. This is the comment that a woman who voted for Ronald Reagan made, you know. So what do you expect them now? You know, like the other day I was watching the news and YouTube, unfortunately, we'll get more information with the people interviewing people in the streets than you do with the media, with the newspapers. This guy interviewing this guy who was a MAGA, you know, the Make America Great Again with the hat and the flag. And this reporter went up to him and said, so you support Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump? He goes, oh, yeah, 100%, 100%, because he stopped 10 wars. You know, he's a peacemaker, you know, in the world, you know, and we all rely on him that he's going to save the world, you know. And said, what? Just name me one war that he stopped. And the guy, he did. I don't remember right now which one, any of them, but I know he did. He told us he did. He told us he did. You see, he's taking the whole country for a ride. And it's taking the whole country down, bankrupt. You know, all that money that's being spent on wars. It's a waste of money. Waste of their taxpayers' money, you know. And some people in the United States now, the statistics are that they're not very happy with it. Now! They're not very happy with it. They're not saying, oh, yeah, we, you know. And even the guy has got the guts to say that he's going to be reelected in 2028 or something, when in the next election. You know, if he gets reelected again, definitely the United States is going to be a dumb country. Well, categorized, classed as already is by many, 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 well, Europeans, so obviously, you know, in Europe, you know, to become a politician, a prime minister or a president or whatever, you got to have a little bit of knowledge, you know, about politics, studies at least, you know, go to university, have a, I don't know, sixth, seventh grade university graduation or something like that, you know, something clever. And I tell you what, most of the countries, you know, that the United States are against. Those countries have leaders who actually study the politics. They know what they're doing. And because the United States don't like them, they make them an enemy, you know. Anyway, amigos, amigas, I could talk forever, as you know. As many of you out there know. So listen, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play you one more song by Victor Jara, and then we're going to get into a different type of mood, man. Okay, amigos, amigas, here we go with Victor Jara.
De nuevo quieren manchar mi tierra con sangre obrera, los que hablan de libertad y tienen las manos negras, los que quieren dividir a la madre de sus hijos y quieren reconstruir la cruz que arrastrará Cristo. Quieren ocultar la infamia que legaron desde siglos, pero el color de asesinos no borrarán de su cara. Ya fueron miles y miles los que entregaron su sangre y en caudales generosos multiplicaron los panes. Junto a mi hijo y mi hermano, la primavera que todos vamos construyendo a diario. No me asusta la amenaza, patrones de la miseria. La estrella de la esperanza continuará siendo nuestra. Vientos del pueblo me llaman, vientos del pueblo me llevan, me esparcen el corazón y me aventan la garganta, así cantar al poeta, mientras el alma me suene por los caminos del pueblo, desde ahora y para siempre.
No sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Y estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Una cartita de amor ayer tarde recibí, en la que dice mi novio que esta noche va a venir. Hace más de 20 días que ponerme guapa y no me dejan los nervios. De mil maneras me peino y ninguna me sienta bien. Me pruebo todos los vestidos y no sé cuál escoger. Vente prima y me aconseja, por favor ayúdame. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novio a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. El arriso de su pez.
tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme. Échame una mano, prima, que viene mi novia a verme. Estoy tan nerviosa que no sé qué vestido ponerme.
Thank you. Muy hermosa, pero saca tu cuerpo de mi cabeza y acataca parte de mi cerebro que sobrecalienta y me mata. La idea de pensar que por ahí tú andes suelta, pero cuelga ya tus guantes que ahora te darás de cuenta que tu genio más que gratuitos da que pensar y luego pide a gritos compasión y en el fuego de la acción relajamiento. Bien te encanta jugar en todos esos buenos momentos.
Si yo te quiero, te adoro, me tienes loco, lady. Tú pasas mama, orgullo, mala fama. Mira, ama, si tienes gana, si te decides, llama. Tu princesa hermosa, de la flor la rosa. Tú preciosa, eres la semilla. Tus ojos son la octava maravilla que en este mundo se ha logrado. Tu cuerpo perfecto como David. Vinci ha pintado la Mona Lisa y es tu risa que ha marcado el sufrimiento de este tonto pobre hombre enamorado. Ya que has llegado, entra, pasa, estás en tu casa, tú y yo juntos solo para manos, nena, pasa.
Tienes una forma seductora de moverte frente a mí, nena, me hace mirar.
We're coming to the end of the show. Not long to go. Yeah, man. I want to leave you with a really, really cool band, you know, a Chilean band, a reggae band, called Zona Ganja. Hey, see, we got good sense of humor. Well, anyway, amigos, thank you very much for listening to the show. And also, I wanted you to join me again next week. And I hope that you have a great week. Now the weather is cooling a little bit, you know, and everything cool, man. Everything cool all the way around. Anyway, thank you very much. And the usual words, you know, before I go is love one another and free Palestine.
Oh, no more. No.
No más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran. Si tan solo entendieran, a ver si pueden denme una explicación del por qué hay tanto odio en su corazón. ¿A qué se debe tanta explosión? Hoy murieron cientos y mañana quizás un millón. ¿Qué derecho tienes tú pa' matar? Y no me respondas, pues tu razón es infernal. Dices que tu Dios te ha mandado a asesinar. Y qué equivocado que estás, horrendo será tu final. Ya, ya, envíame un poema con refuerzos, porque aquí hay satánicos que hacen un esfuerzo por atormentar una nueva mañana. La bestia ha tomado forma humana. No más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran. Si tan solo entendieran y se levantarán, nación contra nación. Nadie podrá evitar la guerra en Babilón. No les bastaba contener todo el dinero, siguen invadiendo porque quieren el planeta entero. Y es que no es mucho lo que quiero, disparen pa' otro lado y no hacia el que camina por el buen sendero. Y es que imagino todo el miedo
que sintieron al enterarse que tu disparo fue certero. Guerra violenta o guerra santa, es la misma estupidez y se ve que suicidarse les encanta. Lanzándose contra edificios, autosuicidándose y asesinando a gente por desquicio. Piénsalo tres veces antes de salir, ya no sabes hasta cuándo te toca vivir. Que no te toque encontrarte con alguien envuelto en bombas y quiera matarte. No más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y extracciones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran. No más, no más guerra, no más muertes inocentes en la tierra. No más bombas y explosiones donde quieran. No más de esas invasiones que adineran.
Ya no.
Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? ¿Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos? Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese. Ahora abre tu ventana, mira para afuera. Cosas bellas, existen cosas buenas. No te dejes vencer, no te dejes enloquecer. Vive el regalo de un nuevo día con placer. Y verás que no hay nada que temer. Busca la verdad en tu interior, busca en tu ser. Para comprender que hay alguien que te ama. Y pase lo que pase, no te quiere ver caer. Solo ten fe, porque ya va a estar feliz al verte renacer. Vibra positiva. Motivas a vivir un nuevo día. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? ¿Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos? Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida. Ahora alza la cabeza, que por algo se empieza. Sal a caminar y observa la naturaleza. Pero si tropiezas, párate enseguida y endereza. Es que siempre